from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit, July 27th. 7 from the writers' rooms and the open mics. Here's the one I keep thinking about. Let's get into it. First, from the hard times. Festival goers, not sure. Whether bluegrass band, from Appalachians or Brooklyn. At the Champlain Americana Festival in Burlington, the crowd spent more time guessing the origins of the bluegrass quintet Green Label Blues than listening to the set. Some swore the banjo was ripped straight from a mountain jam, while others pointed to the guitarist's American Apparel jeans and a cigarette tucked into his sleeve as evidence of a Brooklyn vibe. The jug solo added to the mystery, featuring a Carlo Rossi bottle that seemed out of place for authentic moonshine. The band's tour manager, a character with a bolo tie, shrugged off the debate entirely. He claimed he'd taken the group under his wing after a small show in Utica and that their success, main stage slots, solid merch sales, and a clean-looking stage presence, made the question of hometown irrelevant. He tossed out guesses ranging from rural Oregon to the Silver Lake area, noting the members sounded more Midwestern than anything else. An academic who studies music and identity weighed in, noting that fans often need a clear geographic label to fully embrace a niche act. She cited past examples where a band's zip code mattered more than the music itself. By the end of the performance, the percussionist was on a full drum kit instead of a washboard, leaving the audience still unsure whether they were hearing Appalachian tradition, Brooklyn hipster, or something entirely in between. Next, second, from the hard times, help. My therapist claims there's not a diagnostic code for repeatedly listening to the Metallica version of Whiskey in the Jar, so these sessions are getting really expensive. I'm stuck in a loop where my therapist says there's no DSM code for my inability to stop playing Metallica's cover of Whiskey in the Jar, so every session costs $150 out of pocket. The writer frames it as a symptom of a broken insurance system, comparing it to past DSM omissions like homosexuality, and argues that enough public pressure could add a new entry for this specific obsession. They point to a scene of kids on iPads looping the same video, suggesting the problem is spreading beyond personal habit. The narrative then pivots to personal finance. The author can't afford the therapy fee and attempts to quit the song only make things worse because it's the only thing that eases the anxiety about money. A brief work anecdote follows. Getting a job that permits one earbud, ending up with uneven hearing from blasting the track, and being told to leave a Waffle House after handing in a 2-week notice. The piece ends on a resigned note, noting the author's need for sleep and the looming bill from the therapist, while hinting that collective action might someday push the DSM to recognize this niche compulsion. Up next, third, from The Onion. Lucky Chicago architecture tour witnesses live feeding of Willis Tower. Chicago, pulling out their phones to capture footage of the extraordinary event, lucky participants in a Chicago architecture tour reportedly witnessed a rare live feeding of the Willis Tower on Monday. In my 20 years of leading tours in the Windy City, I've never seen anything quite like this, said tour guide Anthony Gillespie, noting that the Willis Tower's extremely low metabolism meant it only needed to eat once every 2 or 3 months. Most feeding events take place late at night or early in the morning and therefore go entirely unnoticed by the general public. And then fourth, from The Onion, man eating salad takes moment to appreciate what a good boy he's being. Grand Junction, Co. Pausing as he lifted a forkful of lettuce and baby spinach toward his mouth, local man Logan Barger reportedly took a moment Monday to appreciate what a good boy he was being as he ate his salad. Wow, look at all these greens, not to mention the cucumber slices and the cherry tomatoes, said Barger, adding that he couldn't help but be pleased with himself for picking off all but a few croutons and barely dipping into his side of balsamic vinaigrette. I bet everyone has noticed how good I'm being too, and they're proud of me for making this healthy decision. That's the set. Tip your podcast host on the way out. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.